Unit 2.
Part 1.
Speaking and listening. Listening.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper answers to questions. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message? You will read, A, I'm not sure. B, you're right. C, yes, certainly. D, that's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. I am so glad to meet you here, Janet. I am so glad to meet you here, Janet.
Two. Sally, what do you think of the play? Sally, what do you think of the play?
Three. How much is the ticket to New York, please? How much is the ticket to New York, please?
Four. I think I'd better leave now. It's getting late. I think I'd better leave now. It's getting late.
Five. Could you get us another room on this floor? Could you get us another room on this floor? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. The dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. 6. Can you tell me where I can buy some apples?
Yes, go down the street and you'll see a fruit shop on the right.
Question. What's the man doing? Can you tell me where I can buy some apples?
Yes, go down the street and you'll see a fruit shop on the right.
Question: What's the man doing?
Seven. Is it still snowing outside?
Yes, it is. We'd better wait until it stops.
Question. What's the weather like now? Is it still snowing outside?
Yes, it is. We'd better wait until it stops.
Question. What's the weather like now?8. You know, I don't like to travel by plane.
Yes, I understand. Then let's go there by train.
Question. How will the two speakers probably travel? You know, I don't like to travel by plane.
Yes, I understand. Then let's go there by train.
Question.How will the two speakers probably travel? 9. I'm sorry, sir. You may not smoke here.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see the sign.
Question. What does the sign most probably say? I'm sorry, sir. You may not smoke here.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see the sign.
Question. What does the sign most probably say?10. Would you please take this report over to the sales department?
Sure, I'm very happy to.
Question. Which department will the man take the report to? Would you please take this report over to the sales department?
Sure, I'm very happy to.
Question. Which department will the man take the report to?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the words or phrases that you hear.On the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. First reading. Almost every activity in life requires communication. When you make a speech at school, order your food at a restaurant, or tell a joke,You are communicating. Learning to speak and express your thoughts clearly is the basic requirement of good communication. But there is another side to speaking, one that's often neglected. That's listening. If you don't listen, how will you know what to say when your workmate needs help or your friend is upset. So, try to remember that good communicators listen twice as much as they speak. Maybe that's why God gave us two ears and just one mouth. Second reading. Almost every activity in life requires communication. When you make a speech at school, order your food at a restaurant, or tell a joke, you are communicating. Learning to speak and express your thoughts clearly is the basic requirement of good communication. But there is another side to speaking, one that's often neglected. That's listening. If you don't listen, how will you know what to say when your workmate needs help or your friend is upset? So, try to remember that good communicators listen twice as much as they speak. Maybe that's why God gave us two ears and just one mouth. Final reading. Almost every activity in life requires communication. When you make a speech at school, order your food at a restaurant, or tell a joke, you are communicating. Learning to speak and express your thoughts clearly is the basic requirement of good communication. But there is another side to speaking, one that's often neglected. That's listening. If you don't listen, how will you know what to say when your workmate needs help or your friend is upset? So, try to remember that good communicators listen twice as much as they speak. Maybe that's why God gave us two ears and just one mouth.
Part 2. Language Skills and Training. Focus 1. Language Skills. Dad's Blessings.
A young man was getting ready to graduate from college. For many months, he had admired a beautiful sports car in a dealer's showroom. Knowing his father, a faithful Christian who owned a prosperous business, could well afford it, he told him that was all he wanted. As graduation day approached, the young man awaited signs that his father had purchased the car. Finally, on the morning of his graduation, his father called him into his private study. His father told him how proud he was to have such a fine son and how much he loved him. He handed his son a beautifully wrapped gift box. Curious, but somewhat disappointed, the young man opened the box and found a lovely leather-bound Bible with the young man's name embossed in gold. Angry and depressed, he raised his voice to his father and said, "With all your money, you give me a Bible," and stormed out of the house, leaving the Bible. Many years passed, and the young man was very successful in business. He had a beautiful home and led a wonderful domestic life, but realized his father was very old and thought perhaps he should go to him. He had not seen him since that graduation day. Before he could make arrangements, he received a telegram telling him his father had passed away and willed all of his possessions to his son. He needed to come home immediately and take care of things. When he arrived at his father's house, sudden sadness and regret filled his heart. He began to search through his father's important papers and saw the still new Bible, just as he had left it years ago. With tears, he opened the Bible and began to turn the pages. And as he did, a car key dropped from the back of the Bible. It had a tag with the dealer's name, the same dealer who had the sports car he had desired. On the tag was the date of his graduation and the words, "Paid in full." How many times do we miss the Spirit's blessings and answers to our prayers because they do not arrive exactly as we have expected? Today's affirmation. Today I look beyond the obvious and allow miracles to be created in my life.
New words.
Blessing.
Graduate.
Admire.
Dealer.
Showroom.
Faithful.
Christian.
Prosperous.
Business.
Afford.
Graduation.
Approach.
Await.
Purchase.
Private.
Wrap.
Gift.
Curious.
Disappointed.
Leather bound.
Bible.
Emboss.
Depressed.
Storm.
Successful.
Domestic.
Arrangement.
Telegram.
Will.
Possession.
Immediately.
Sudden.
Sadness.
Regret.
Search.
Tag.
Desire.
Spirit.
Prayer.
Exactly.
Expect.
Affirmation.
Beyond.
Allow.
Miracle.
Create. Focus 2. Language training.
Practical reading. American men don't cry.
American men don't cry because it is considered unmasculine to do so. Only sissies cry. Crying is a weakness characteristic of the female, and no American male wants to be identified with anything in the least weak or womanly. Crying in our culture is identified with childishness, with weakness and dependence. No one likes a crybaby. And we disapprove of crying, even in children, discouraging it in them as early as possible. In a land so devoted to the pursuit of happiness as ours, crying really is rather un-American. Adults must learn not to cry in situations in which it is permissible for a child to cry. Women being the weaker and dependent sex, it is only natural that they should cry in certain emotional situations. In women, crying is excusable, but in men, crying is a mark of weakness. So goes the American credo with regard to crying. A little man, we impress on our male children, never cries. Only sissies and crybabies do. And so we condition males in America not to cry whenever they feel like doing so. It is not that American males are unable to cry because of some biological clock within them that causes them to run down in that capacity as they grow older, but that they are trained not to cry. No little man wants to be like that inferior creature, the female. And so the little man represses his desire to cry and goes on doing so until he is unable to cry, even when he wants to. Thus do we produce a trained incapacity in the American male to cry. And this is bad. Why is it bad? Because crying is a natural function of the human body that is designed to restore the emotionally unbalanced person to a state of balance. The return of the unbalanced organ systems of the body to steady states or dynamic stability is known as homeostasis. Crying serves a balancing function for the organism as a whole. Any interference with balancing mechanisms is likely to be damaging to the organism, and there is good reason to believe that the American male's trained incapacity to cry is seriously damaging him. It is unnecessary to cry whenever one wants to cry, but one should be able to cry when one ought to cry, when one needs to cry, for to cry under certain emotionally unbalancing conditions is necessary for the maintenance of health. To be human is to weep. The human species is the only one in the whole living nature that cries tears. The trained inability of any human being to weep decreases his capacity to be human, a defect that usually goes deeper than the mere inability to cry. And this, among other things, is what American parents, with the best intentions in the world, have achieved for the American male. It is very sad. If we feel like it, let us all have a good cry and clear our minds of those confusing ideas that have for so long prevented us from understanding the great necessity of crying.
New words.
Unmasculine.
Sissy.
Weakness.
Characteristic.
Female.
Male.
Identify.
Culture.
Childishness.
Dependence.
Crybaby.
Disapprove.
Discourage.
Devoted.
Pursuit.
Adult.
Situation.
Permissible.
Dependent.
Sex.
Natural.
Emotional.
Excusable.
Credo.
Impress.
Condition.
Whenever.
Biological.
Capacity.
Inferior.
Creature.
Repress.
Thus.
Produce.
Incapacity.
Function.
Design.
Restore.
Unbalanced.
Balance.
Organ.
System.
Steady.
Dynamic.
Stability.
Homeostasis.
Serve.
Organism.
Interference.
Mechanism.
Damage.
Maintenance.
Weep.
Species.
Inability.
Decrease.
Defect.
Mere.
Intention.
Achieve.
Confusing.
Prevent.
Necessity.